yeah, it's not natural just to sit here and talk to the computer or the mic, right? But those who know me know I'm a talker. So I was like, you know what? I could do this. It's nerve-wracking sitting and letting it be recorded, like everything you're saying, and just having my first season, all my friends that have never been on a podcast. Hey mamas, do you ever get tired of trying to be the perfect mom or wonder how you're going to make it through the day? I know I do. I'm Kendall Yanez, a mom of two, a recovering perfectionist, and a people pleaser. Sorta. I'm still a work in progress. Being a mom is the most rewarding but hardest job you can have. Behind every kid is a mom who believes she is failing. If you're looking for a fun and safe, judgment-free community of mom to talk about all the good and bad that comes with this crazy, most beautiful thing called motherhood, you're in the right place. I have built a community that will be perfect just for you. I am no expert, but on this podcast, we will get real and honest. I interview moms in different walks of life. They all have different stories to share and advice to give. Whether you need advice, you're looking for clarity, or you just need a good laugh with some girlfriends, that's what we're here for. So let's walk through motherhood together. Welcome to my podcast, Mama, You're Doing Great. Before we start laughing, crying, and feeling all the emotions as mamas like to feel, please take a second to hit that subscribe button to this podcast so you can come back and hear more mom friends share their stories. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Kendall Yanez. Don't forget to check out mamayouredoinggreat.com to shop and to see how you can get inside the community and connect with other mamas just like you. Let's get started. Hey, hey, mamas. Welcome back to another episode of the Mama You're Doing Great podcast. I'm so excited about today's episode because it is the 50th episode. Okay, that is insane. To me, I'm so, so proud of this. And I just kind of want to talk about today, where I started, where I'm at now, and where Mama You're Doing Great is going. And let's start off by saying thank you. I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Those that have been with me from the start, if you're new, thank you, all of it. If you have shared my episode, if you are in my community and you comment and you support what I'm doing here, because I'm here to support you and all the other mamas out there that need these different topics that we talk about. And I truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate so, so much of it. I could not do it without you. I started recording back in October of 2001, but I didn't publish until February of 22. I was so nervous. And yeah, it's not natural just to sit here and talk to the computer or the mic, right? But if those who know me know I'm a talker. So I was like, you know what? I could do this. It's nerve-wracking sitting and letting it be recorded, like everything you're saying, and just having my first season, all my friends that have never been on a podcast and they come on and they're like, wait, what? We're going to record our conversation. I'm like, let's just be natural. Let's talk like we do all the other days. Let's talk about your story. Let's talk about the struggles of motherhood. It's going to help so many moms out there relate because we all feel like we're alone in whatever situation we're going through, right? So I thank each one of y'all for coming on and being so supportive of my dream to encourage and support other moms, and you have helped me so much. So thank you all for coming on. For about a year, I did every other week episodes. I work part-time hygiene. I'm a mom of two, and it's a lot, but I feel so much passion behind it, and I know it's a calling and a push from God to continue to go. And now we're every week episodes, so I'm so excited and thankful for that. So we've been podcasting for about a year and a half now, and I'm almost to 7,000 downloads. Some may say that's not a lot, but I'm very proud of it. And I'm just continuing, and I'm seeing where God leads me. And I believe God will lead the people that need to hear these episodes and who want to be a part of my community, a judgment-free, supportive, fun community of moms. And that's all I'm trying to focus on. I'm really not trying to get hung up on the numbers and all that. So I'm proud of it, and I hope you are too. And again, I'm so proud that you're here listening. I want to ask you to take a second if you have not went and wrote a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I really, really would appreciate it if you would take a second and do that, because that is going to help my podcast get in the ears of moms that need support and encouragement, because that's what this podcast is all about. Us linking arms with each other and supporting each other in this crazy journey of motherhood. You can also go to mamayouredoinggreat.com/review, and you can write a review or a testimony on how Mama You're Doing Great has impacted you or another mom that you know through the community, the podcast, or my emails, my text messages, or social media, or however you have found us and how we have impacted you. And so these reviews and testimonies, again, help other moms join our community, get linked arms with other moms so they do not feel alone in motherhood. Mama, let's just talk for a second. Some days we feel like we are rocking in motherhood, and other days we feel like we just can't catch a break from one fail after another. But just imagine, you can be patient, present, and enjoying motherhood again. You could feel the joy in knowing today is a new day, and whatever mistake I made yesterday, those were lessons, and I will be able to put them in practice today. You will feel appreciated, heard, and not so alone, and feeling like you were the bad mom. I know these feelings feel impossible to feel some days, but Mama, you can get there. You can stay there more often than not. There are so many other mamas out there going through the same thing you are, or have been through what you're going through and can relate to your situation. That is why I created a mama community for mamas that need and want more support, more encouragement, more in-depth conversations, more clarity, and more confidence as a mama. Inside, you'll get relatable, real, and safe conversations with other mamas, a place to bring your worries and your questions, to talk about all the good, bad, and beautiful things that motherhood brings. Moms, you need a safe, fun, and judgment-free zone to be yourself and to be reminded how great you are daily. What do you say, Mama? You ready to gain more confidence as a mom and not feel so alone in motherhood? Head on over to mamayouredoinggreat.com/community, and you'll get connected with other mamas just like you. I started with the podcast first, and during the recording process of late 2001, I started a community on Facebook, and this was just for any mom that wants good, positive, judgment-free community. And we're up to almost 300 mamas, and I'm so honored and love, and I feel like we have grown and we continue to grow. And some people, yes, they may be shy, they don't want to talk, but they can at least come on there, read other people's comments, see the encouragement that we share. And I can hope to continue to grow that for more and more moms, because there's so many groups out there that are judgy, cut down, cutthroat, and that's not what we stand for inside my community. I also opened up my website in November of 21, and if you haven't seen it, go over there. That's all the ways that you can be encouraged, get connected. I sell mama t-shirts. Goal and hope one day is to do gift boxes for moms, and that will be on there. Any way that you want to be connected or encouraged with other moms is on the website, mamayouredoinggreat.com. Back in August of 22 was our first Mama's Night Out. It was a way for moms to get out of the house, get away from their to-do list, the whiny kids, the messiness of life, the bedtime routines, whatever you needed to get away from, that was your opportunity. It was to meet new mom friends and to join a group for supportive and encouragement in everyday life. And so my goal was to just get moms out of the house and just meeting other moms that are like-minded, and whatever stage you're going through, we could learn from moms that have been through stages that you're in, or moms that are going through it, and just hearing, hey, girl, I've been there, I've done that, is such a weight lifted off for moms. Mama, I just want you to sit and imagine this. Having time to breathe without someone hanging on you. Time to get dressed up and feel good about yourself and talk to other adults. Going to a place that feels welcoming, where you can feel seen and heard. Time to fill your bucket up. A night away you deserve. Stop waiting for the right time to make time for you, Mom. Life is busy, yes. There's laundry, there's dishes, there's cooking, bills to pay, but those things can wait. One night, a few hours away, can do wonders for your mental health. A place to come socialize with other mamas who feel the same way you do. Yes, we are all scared to get out of the house, get out of our comfort zone, to meet new people, not knowing if they will like you or not. I know, I see you. I've been there. We've all been there. The struggle is real. But guess what? When you step out in faith and come to one of these events, remember, we're all feeling the same way, and you will walk away with a friend. You will walk away feeling confident in who you are because you are an amazing mom, and you will be told that how amazing you are. So that's what Mama's Night Out is all about. Whatever you may need to get away from, you either come, escape reality, cry, meet a new friend, whatever it is, the opportunity is here. It's free and lighthearted. We do different and fun activities. I've done paint classes. We've done Funko. We've done a sip and shop. We've done all the different activities you can think of, and there's so much more. I'm about to have my 7th one, and if you have never been to a Mama's Night Out, I really, really want you to come. I want to meet you if you've never been or I've never met you, and I want you to meet the other incredible moms that are in our community. Okay, let's switch gears into where I want Mama You're Doing Great to go and what my dream is. I'm so excited to announce my first MYDG conference coming early next year. The date is still to be announced, so hang in there and wait for it because it is going to be so excited. It is everything Mama's Night Out is, but so much more. It's deeper. It's going to have speakers and a panelist of moms to have different topics that you can relate to. You will have fun, shop, eat, drink, connect with old and new moms that you have or have not met before. But you will walk away with more confidence as a mom, and you will know how amazing you are. You will feel seen and heard like never before. Imagine a room full of other moms smiling, laughing, and completing each other. They are dressed to impress in their own version of style. They all have kids back home. Deep inside, they are tired, overwhelmed by life, and feeling alone in their situation. They are all here to escape reality and have a day by themselves. They are ready to shop vendors, socialize with other moms that understand them with a few mimosas in hand. But they don't realize yet is that they're going to walk away feeling seen, validated, and who they are as moms by knowing how truly amazing they are. After hearing speakers tell their stories that they can relate to, they will walk away with tangible advice and actions to take towards feeling more confident in motherhood. Have you ever been feeling down, lonely, like no one understands you or what you're going through, and then all of a sudden you hear a song, a message, or see a quote that makes you feel seen, understood, and relieved with encouragement and joy? Well, guess what? I am here to do just that for you. Every week, I can send you an encouragement text right when you need it the most. If you go on over to Instagram and DM me the word text, or text the word welcome to 833-264-0911, and you will go straight into my list, and you will get a weekly encouragement text straight to your phone from me. It's free and it's easy to sign up. All you have to do is put your name and your phone number to the link that you will get when you text the word welcome. So let me be your biggest cheerleader, Mama. Go on over and sign up, and I hope to see you in my list and talk to you next week through text. At the Mama You're Doing Great conference, which I'm still coming up with a name, we are going to bust the lies that we keep telling ourselves as mamas. The point of this conference is your mindset. By busting the lies that we tell ourselves every day as if we are failing, we are the only ones, our kids are the only ones, and thinking that we are a bad mom and we can't make decisions and we don't know how to make the best decisions for our family, we're shifting that mindset from failure to succeeding, from insecurities to confidence. We are here to make genuine friendships with like-minded mamas who are in the same stage of life, who will understand you. We are here to encourage and support you. We are not meant to do motherhood alone. A day full of hearing speakers and encouragement from other moms, shopping small businesses, and pampering yourself, you're going to walk away with so much confidence and so much good mindset shifting from negative to positive. Mama, You're Doing Great, MYDG, is not just a brand. It is a phrase, a slogan, a daily reminder. It is a reminder of how great you are doing as a mom. No matter how tired you are, how frustrated you got today, how over being a mom you feel, how over outtouched you are, no matter how dirty your house is, how behind you are in laundry, no matter if your kids are ahead or behind in school, sports, their development, no matter how sassy, testing, or bad you think your child is and you blame yourself, you are still a great mom. You are an amazing mom. You are the best mom for your kids. Motherhood is not one size fits all. We all mother and do different things differently. But one thing I know we have in common is we all want to be the best moms we can be. We want to be confident in motherhood, and we cannot do that alone and on our own. We have to change our mindset. And so that is what this conference is all about. So I am so, so excited to announce that right here on the 50th episode of Mama, You're Doing Great podcast. And I can't wait for all the details to come laying out to you in the next few weeks. So if you want to know more, go on over to MamaYou'reDoingGreat.com/conference. There's a form there you can fill out if you want to be a vendor or a sponsor. You can also get onto my email list just for the conference details. I'm so, so excited. And again, thank you so much, Mama, for being here, listening to me 50 episodes in, and I hope there's another 50 more. I hope you have an amazing day, and I hope to see you soon at the Mama You're Doing Great conference or Mama's Night Out. So much for listening to this episode. I hope you can resonate with what you heard. If you want to get more connected with other mamas like you and feel encouraged and not so alone, head on over to mamayourdoinggreat.com/community. Also, make sure to share this episode with a friend that can use some words of encouragement. It would mean so much to me if you would take a second and leave a rating or a review. There will be days you think you are failing, but until next time, remember, Mama, you're doing great.